Hello and welcome along to the Property Academy podcast. I'm your host, Steve McKnight.
And I'm Andrew Nicholl.
And today on the show, we're talking about interest deductibility. This is going to be your definitive guide. So we recently had our webinar. I love those webinars because I think we had over 2,000 people register and like over 800 people actually show up to this thing. And the cool thing is you guys start talking to each other, you start chatting back and forth. And there were so many questions about interest deductibility, even though we talked about it in the webinar. So I just want to go through some specific questions, some specific situations, so you guys know this is exactly what the rules are. So Andrew, Mike was saying that there was a bit of confusion on what the new government deduction for interest actually was. So some people are saying it's 50% for the year ending March 2024, and it's going to be 80% for March 2025. Others say that it's 60%. What is the definitive answer?
Okay, so if you bought a property before the 27th of March 2021, it's 50%, not 60%.
And that's for the last financial year.
Yeah, correct. And now the reason for the confusion is because ACT in their coalition agreement had 60%, but that's not happening now. It's remaining at 50%. Now, if you bought after the 27th of March 2021, it's still 0% for the year that's just been. They were just about to tick over. April 2023 to March 2024, you get 0% deductibility. Now, here's the good news. For the next financial year, so from the 1st of April 2024 to March 25, it's going to be 80% regardless of when you bought that property.
Yeah, very important. Now, Teresa also wanted to know, how do these compare to what was campaigned on before the election? Well, Teresa, neither National or ACT got exactly what they wanted. So ACT wanted it to be 100% fully phased in from April 2024. Now, they're not going to get what they want because it's going to be 80% for the first year and then it's going to go up to 100%. National also didn't get exactly what they wanted, so they wanted to phase it in. They wanted it to be 50% for the upcoming financial year, then 75%, then 100%. But it's not. It's halfway between. It goes 80%, then 100%. It's fully phased in a year after what ACT wanted, but a year before National wanted. So it's kind of this hybrid in the middle. So neither ACT nor National got exactly what they wanted.
So Jason wanted to know, do existing rentals currently receiving no interest deductibility also get 80% from the 1st of April? And the great news here, Jason, yes. So if you currently have no deductibility, from the 1st of April, you're going to go to 80%. So that's going to significantly improve the cash flow of your investment property.
And a slightly different one from the webinar as well. Someone said, Ed and Andrew, just to clarify, for the interest deductibility of existing properties, and let's say I bought it today, the day we're recording it, I previously couldn't deduct the mortgage interest. Is that very shortly under the proposed changes? Is it going to go from 80% to 100%? Am I going to get 80%?
Again, yes, you now get 80% from the 1st of April 2024. And from April 2025, you get 100%.
And there is a lot of confusion around this. I saw somebody say, what if I purchase before the 1st of July regarding tax deductibility? Will I be locked in? Should I delay the purchase? Well, the first thing that's wrong there is the 1st of July is the bright line test change, right? So there are two tax changes going on. The 1st of April is when the interest deductibility changes. The 1st of July is when the bright line test changes. Now, under the previous rules, it really mattered when you bought. So there was a big, big difference in tax, about 10 to 20K a year, based on whether you bought a property on the 26th of March 2021 or whether you bought the property on the 27th of March 2021. So one day difference made a massive difference in the amount of tax you'd pay. Under the new rules, it doesn't really matter as much when you buy. So for interest deductibility, whether you buy before the 1st of April when the rules start phasing back in or whether you buy on the 31st of March, it doesn't matter. It is exactly the same. You will face exactly the same rules from the 1st of March onwards. Same with the Brightline test. If you buy a property on the 30th of June, the day before the Brightline test officially changes, as soon as the date ticks over, you will have a 2-year Brightline test from the day you purchased. You're not locked in with a 10-year Brightline test, right? So this is going to be very simple. all properties will have the same rules. We won't have these weird things where if you bought on this date, you have one set of rules. If you bought a day after, you've got a different set of rules. It's going to make it so much simpler for all of us. It's going to be a really good thing. Now, how much of a difference does this really make? How much of a difference does interest deductibility really make, Andrew?
For people with existing properties, it makes a massive difference. So if you've got a $500K mortgage, it works out to be $118,000 over the next 15 years. Massive. That's $118,000 that you're going to save by these rules coming in.
And that is just in tax that you would have had to pay under the old rules that you soon won't. Now, it does depend a little bit on your rent, but from our modelling, you know, kind of average property, $118,000 would be a normal amount of tax to save. Now, Andrew, you'd also previously said on this podcast as well, this is going to confuse a lot of people, or people get a lot of bit muddled about, is that the difference between 80% deductibility and 100% deductibility almost makes no difference to most investors' cash flow. How could that possibly be the case?
Well, that's because right now we've got interest rates which are so high. So whether or not you're able to deduct 80% of your mortgage or 100% of your mortgage, you're still likely to be making a taxable loss for next year. And because you're making a loss, you don't have to pay any tax. And when you make a loss in New Zealand, you carry those losses forward. So if you make a 10K loss this year, you pay no tax. Now, if next year you make 10K profit, you've got losses that are accumulated that offset that.
So you'd usually have to pay taxes on the $10,000 that you've made. But because you lost $10,000 the previous year, they cancel each other out and you actually don't have to pay any tax at all. Now, that 20% difference between 80% deductibility and 100% deductibility, that just keeps on getting carried forward, because if you've got any big size of a mortgage at today's interest rates, you're probably making a loss. And again, that 20% difference in deductibility, that loss would just get carried forward. So over time, it's really quite small. It's probably less than $1,000 difference over the next 10 to 15 years. It's pretty minuscule. I probably wouldn't make a bigger deal about that than it really is. And so a really nice short one today, just that definitive guide of what are the actual rules? How much does it potentially save me? And is it 50% or 60%? I'd probably add on to this. Hopefully you guys are using good property accountants, right? And so you won't be filing these tax returns yourself, and you'll have somebody who's got to be able to do all of these complex calculations for you, because this can start to get quite complex when we're talking about what can you deduct, what can't you deduct. If you are looking for a property accountant, you might like to consider Opus Accounting. They are our accountants. They only focus on property, and so they're pretty good at property accounting. You can check it out at opusaccounting.co.nz if you're interested. Right, let's wrap it up there, but please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. It really does help us get the message out to more people. Thanks for listening to the Property Academy podcast. I'm your host, Steve McKnight.
And I'm Andrew Nicol.
We're going to be back again tomorrow with even more daily strategies, tactics, and insights to help you do the most out of the New Zealand property market. Until next time.